So let me just summarize what we did today and what I learned, and hopefully you learned today on background briefing. We started out with a former commissioner of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission who happened to be in charge during the Three Mile Island accident, which became almost a disaster, the full extent of which he told us they only learned years later after the whole thing got whitewashed. What he was saying about the fuel rods melting above the at the number 4 reactor in Japan is incredibly chilling, and they're so much worse, they're so much more toxic than even the stuff that's down inside the cores of these reactors that are melting down. This is where all of the really serious radioactive nuclei are the product of the fuel having been burned in the reactor, creates these toxic byproducts like plutonium that take years and years to cool, and a lot of them were just out of the reactor because the reactor was down for maintenance. So it just beginning to look like a hideous out of control situation. That's just a nightmare. It's a sort of some vision from Dante's 10th level of hell that the Japanese people are going through, and that the nuclear monster, it has never really been under control, and it has been one of the biggest lies in history and one of the most well-maintained lies in history. He was actually, towards the end, was reflective when I challenged him about the Nuclear Regulatory Commission being like the Minerals Management Service with oversight over BP, that they got captured by the very industry. And he sort of admitted that they have, and that Senator Pete Domenici, the guy from New Mexico, essentially proudly purged the NRC of anybody that was going to stand up to the nuclear industry. Apparently this senator wrote about it proudly. So that tells you about our politics, doesn't it? And then I spoke with a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East who served as a diplomat in Libya, Ambassador David Mack, because it looks as if Gaddafi is winning much faster than anybody thought. He's rolled back the rebels to Benghazi. 1 million people live there. The slaughter will begin. The UN is dithering. I tried to get an understanding of why they're dithering. He kept saying, well, you're focusing on the no-fly zone. That's not the focus. But the bottom line is the guys won. I mean, the rebels have been driven back from occupying about 80% of the territory down to a tiny little enclave where Gaddafi will begin to slaughter them. So what do we do now? Never did get a clear answer on that, except that maybe the Egyptians will get their act together because they'll have a refugee problem and they'll start sending special forces in or training up the rebels. Well, what's going to be left of the rebels? This certainly looks like a complete catastrophe, and I don't know what the hell they've been doing all these months dithering around at the UN talking about stuff. Nothing has been, and of course, the ambassador was particularly peeved when I mentioned that the French leader Sarkozy had challenged the UN to get off the dime and said that this would be a catastrophe if Gaddafi won. And he, of course, unloaded on the French, and quite rightly. It turns out, my understanding is Sarkozy got some money through the back door from Gaddafi to get elected. And we also know that a lot of French cabinet officials used Mubarak's private jets. So the French truly have do display breathtaking levels of hypocrisy. Then the really interesting story was in the last segment with Michael Greenberger, the former director of the Division of Trading and Markets at the Commodities Future Trading Commission. He made it really clear that the price of oil has nothing to do with Libya or Bahrain or Saudi Arabia or all the things that we're told. It has everything to do with speculation going on in Wall Street by guess who? The very same banks that screwed us and brought the global economy to a near-death experience back in 2008, who then subsequently got bailed out by the taxpayer, and now they are screwing us again. They are screwing Main Street USA. They are screwing mom and pop America in the worst possible way. Every time they fill up at the pump, that premium of maybe a dollar at least per gallon is going to pay for the gambling that's going on, which the big banks are enabling. They're the bookies, and they're allowing this market to be gamed And he was telling me that back in 2008, when the oil, price of oil went up to $147 a barrel, J.P. Morgan and these big companies, Morgan Stanley, were buying up tankers full of oil and having them cruise around in circles just to drive the price of oil up. That's the game they're playing. It's just extraordinary to think that the people who screwed us in 2008 are screwing us again. But that's how it is. And that is my good cheer for the day. You can get this program at ianmasters.com, and you can contact me at my blog at ianmasters.com.